Thank you all for being here this morning. Now, here's a question for you. We just heard a story about another guy, well, the same guy we heard a story about last week, and his name was John. Can you say John? John. And today, we hear about some people who went out to see John, and they had a question for him. They said, "Who are you?" And what do you think is the easiest answer that John might say? Yeah.
I'm Jesus.
You think John might say, "I'm Jesus." That's pretty close, because here's the thing. When the people asked John who he was, it would have been really easy for him to say, "Hi, I'm John." But that's not what John does. Instead, John says, "Well, I'm not the guy you think I am." You see, John wanted people to know, just like you said, Leanne, he wanted people to know that Jesus was coming. John says, "It doesn't matter who I am. There's a guy who's even better than me on his way." And see, John wants the people to get ready and to be ready for Jesus' love, because John knows that this story isn't about him. The story is about Jesus and how much Jesus loves the people, even the ones asking John the questions. So here's the thing. Next time you're out and about somewhere and somebody says, "Who are you?" or says, "What's your name?" can you remember to show them the love that Jesus shows you when Jesus calls you by name? Can you show them Jesus just a little bit by showing them the love you have for them? Can you remember that? Can you do that, do you think? It's a tough thing, but do you think you can do that? Yeah, cool. Thank you very much. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads, because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for sending to us people like John who help us to get ready for you. But Lord, most especially, we give you thanks for sending to us Jesus to make sure we know all the time how much you love us and to help us show others how much you love them. We give you thanks for all of this, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.